With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. U.S. forces downing some Iran-launched attack drones flying toward Israel in the last couple of hours. A U.S. defense official says the effort to intercept the attack continues. Explosions and air raid sirens sounding in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv early Sunday after Iran launched dozens of drones and missiles toward Israel. In an unprecedented mission, there have been no word on casualties at this time. In the meantime, Iran had been threatening to attack since an airstrike last week was widely blamed on Israel. Two Iranian generals in Syria were killed. Israel has not commented on that attack. President Biden meeting with his national security team, weighing all options and continuing to monitor the situation. Earlier at the White House, the president said he would address the nation sometime later today. Also, at SRNnews.com, we are learning more now about the probe into Joe Biden's classified documents case. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Democratic donors covered more than $1 million in legal fees racked up by attorneys representing Joe Biden during the special counsel's probe into his handling of classified documents. The payments were disclosed in regular campaign finance reports to the Federal Election Commission. News of the payments comes after the Biden campaign has repeatedly criticized Donald Trump over the extensive use of donor funds to cover his legal bills stemming from four criminal indictments. Greg Clugston, Washington.
That bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows spreading now to more than two dozen herds in at least eight states. That comes just a few weeks after the nation's egg producers found the virus in chickens. This is SRN News. Well, another major corporation goes all in on transgenderism.
The North Face, which specializes in outdoor clothing and equipment, is sponsoring an LGBT summer camp for children. Camp Brave Trails is for kids 12 to 17, and it encourages them to, quote, explore their gender expression, providing them with opportunities to perform in drag shows and experiment with clothing of the opposite sex. The North Face says it's donated tens of thousands of dollars to the camp. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican declaring that sex change operations, grave violation of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts it on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that the Catholic Church believes, quote, completely violates God's plan for human life. This is SRN News. If there's a motorcycle club in Denmark, it's in big trouble.
Denmark's government says it wants a court to formally dissolve the Danish arm of the Bandidos Motorcycle Club, citing the group's violent behavior. Under Denmark's constitution, an organization that promotes or incites violence can be dissolved by court order, meaning that it would be illegal for the group to have clubhouses, hold meetings, or wear their insignias. In recent years, members of the Bandidos in Denmark have been jailed for murder, attempted murder, assault, and drug-related crimes. John Scott reporting.
In Florida, officials finding the body of a woman who was taken in a carjacking. Seminole County authorities say 31-year-old Catherine Alta Gracia Guerrero was attacked and kidnapped at gunpoint. Investigators found what they believe is a woman's burning SUV with her body just 2 hours later. More details at SRNnews.com.